Hi, this is Jerry with Wilstem, and you're on the road with Dane with WGN.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
720 WGN on the road with Dane here live in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. Actually, this is on the road. On the road. We've been taking some road trips around America, across the country, all the way to Florida. And of course, if you remember, listeners have loved some of the features that we've done related to Indiana, just a road trip away. And this one is a little bit further than some of the ones that we've done. French Lick, Indiana, kind of down near the bottom of Indiana, but definitely worth every bit of the travel. It is Wilstem Ranch. And here we have Jerry Foose. He is the president here, been here for so many years, sharing some amazing stories. Jerry, welcome to WGN.
Well, thank you, Dane. Glad to be with you.
Well, thanks for having us. I mean, first off, let's talk a little bit about the facility, the property we've got in the Chicagoland area. You know, so many people love animals. They love to see animals, interact with animals. We've got some great zoos up in Chicago. This is every bit of anything that you'd want from a zoo, but it is a world away from that as well, where you get to not only see some of these amazing animals, specifically African elephants and giraffes, but you get to interact with them. You get to really experience them.
Yes, you do. We like to think of it as instead of going to see an animal, you come to meet animals here at Wilstem. And the experience is one of a kind, totally unique experiences that have been, we've received guests from 8 countries, guests from every state in America. It's a very intimate opportunity. And we're very thankful for all the attention we've had from guests that seem to really want to enjoy what we've got here.
38 states in Canada as far as WGN signal and where it reaches. And but for people to come here when they could, you know, I'm sure they have some sort of facilities, you know, in the, either their state or their country. What is it that makes this place so special? You get to meet the animals for sure, but it is very unique.
Well, it's very unique in that we have 1,100 acres here, so we're not sitting at the edge or inside a city. So the feel of it is entirely different. We are a farm, so we've got our warts that go with being a farm versus a beautiful facility. Our interest is in the care and hand-picking the animals that come here. So we're picking the kind of animals that people that want to be with people, that it's an enrichment for these animals to see people. And when they're not around, the animals miss them.
And I think, too, and this is something that we've shared as well, travel is transformative. And also, I think interacting with animals is transformative as well. This has got to be the only time probably that so many of the individuals that are here, that come here, that enjoy it, are going to get to be as up close and personal. So you get to have that personal experience. But talk a little bit about what you think it does as far as kind of on the educational side, enriching those individuals, giving them a kind of new, different, expanded understanding for elephants and giraffes.
Well, elephants are an animal that people have been, it's been well documented that they're in trouble, particularly African elephants, because of the ivory poaching. And so their habitat is going away. But a larger issue than habitat is the fact that it's very hard for these African countries to control and to stop the poaching that's going on. So these animals are going away. In addition to that, you've not had elephants of any number imported into the U.S. for the last 30 plus years. So you have an aging elephant population here in the U.S., but here what's going to happen is you're going to be able to look directly into the eye, feel the ivory. We've had, I can't tell you how many terminally ill people have come here. I can't tell you how many people have come here with wedding proposals, birthdays, traveled halfway around the world to be able to actually touch the ivory on an African elephant. And, of course, with the giraffes, it's a different story, and one that I think is more difficult, because the giraffes, people are unaware of the significant problems that giraffes are having right now in their population base. In Africa, a few decades ago, there were about 250,000 animals. There are less than 80,000 giraffes left in Africa, and they are on a fast pace to go away. So you actually can go hunt giraffes in part of that country today for about $2,500. So we really want people to get to know what a giraffe looks like, what a giraffe feels like, to look into the eyes of those animals, and then to make them more aware of the problem going on in Africa with those animals. Here in the U.S., you know, we have animals born, there are giraffe babies being born, and they're a great animal to display. They're a great animal for the public to interact with, but they're in real trouble in Africa.
So to really understand not only the animal, we all see him in books and cartoons and TVs and at the zoo, but to kind of understand the challenges that they face in their natural habitat. On the education side, and unlike what you would have at a zoo, certainly here you get to meet them, experience them, touch them, feel them, feed them. But also you really do have the luxury of having your staff experts being able to share and very patient with almost any question. So in the end, you end up learning so much about them.
Well, we do. We try to make it educational in all cases, but we also want it to be fun. So we try to find a balance. And the best way we've been able to accomplish that is by we will patiently stand there while those guests sitting in their comfortable bleachers ask any question they want about the animals, about the location, and we'll stay there until the last question's answered before we go into the feeding sessions and things.
You've been doing this a long time, so obviously you've seen a lot of people and you've shared with a lot of people. I have been in a million different settings where in super interesting settings that people have traveled and paid to be a part of, and people say, hey, any questions? And nobody has any. Are you surprised by how inquisitive people? I mean, there was no end to the questions and a lot of really great ones.
Well, I think the difference here is you don't feel rushed. In many settings where you're going to be close to one of these type of animals, you know, it's going to be a very large audience. Maybe you're standing there. Maybe there's a time limit that's going to pop in and surprise you, so you're not as comfortable. Once people start asking questions, it's amazing how many people then feel more comfortable about asking questions. Plus, we hear a lot of the same questions every day, but we get some new ones every now and then, and it causes us to have to go look that up. You know, what's the answer to that question?
Right.
So it's also good for the staff to be able to do that. And here again, our people that are working with these animals have great love of these animals. And you people that come and watch this and experience it, they see how much those animals react to the people that are taking care of them. And it's so obvious that they're very close.
Here's the thing, too, is, and I let the listeners know we're talking with Jerry Foose here at Wilston Ranch in French Lick, is you mentioned you get to experience, you get to meet the animals. But you know what? It goes the other way, too. It is a two-way street, is that those animals seem to be getting, I don't want to say as much, but almost as much from interacting with the people. And that is something you would never get in a zoo setting.
Well, that's right. And it's amazing to me. People, on Mondays, we do not have the public in for the elephants, and it's a day off for the staff. And while the elephants do get their required bath, they have to have one bath a day under the USDA license. But at 2:30 in the afternoon, if we happen to take ATVs past their pasture, they're standing at the barn waiting to go in to get their baths. And so that is their excitement, is to be able to go in and kind of see this thing. And who of course, wouldn't like to get a scrubbed on and rinsed off and shampooed and taken care of in that way? And when people see the animals and see them literally going to sleep during these baths that they're getting, they have no question as to whether this is good for those animals or not.
Well, they're getting some great care, and you look at some of the situation. This is one of the things we've talked about, the challenges that they face, whether it's poachers, you know, in kind of their home countries. But some of the things that have gone on here, some of the changes in regulation, some of the changes in the way that people are interacting with the elephants. So let's talk about it. You've got a place like this, a facility that obviously the animals are enjoying, that the people are enjoying. But there's been some changes, like that you've said, that people aren't necessarily aware of as far as contact with elephants, that maybe the intentions are good, but sometimes it can have some negative effects.
Yeah, many of the zoos, most zoos that keep elephants have gone to a zero contact. And while with the public, most of those animals were never engaged with the public to any degree. They certainly were with the handlers and caregivers. And I just think it's really wrong for those animals that have spent years, in many cases 20 and 30 years with handlers that have been touching them, and they've been able to touch those animals. The animals have been able to touch the handlers, and all of a sudden there's zero contact. And I think the animal can get very confused by the fact that there's a change in the way they're being taken care of.
Some of the interactions and the education, I think, is interesting too, and some of the things that you find out where you think, because these are kind of animals in the team photo of things that we know and have grown up with, but there's a difference. I think on the elephant side, people are aware that there's an Asian elephant and that there's an African elephant. On the giraffe side, I think people just think a giraffe is a giraffe is a giraffe, but there's differences.
There are differences, and primarily it's in the coat on these giraffes and where, what part of Africa they originate from. So you have 9 subspecies of giraffes, and they actually think a couple of them are in the, really at the cusp of going extinct. But because of how giraffes are distributed across Africa, they do not, so a Maasai giraffe will not see a reticulated giraffe. They don't interact with each other, so you don't have any interbreedings, unlike you would with horses or with many animals. So there is a difference, and generally you can look at the coat of a giraffe and know what region of the world, in what region of the continent of Africa it originated from.
So a little bit more of the education side when it comes to stars of the show. You said it's a farm. This is a beautiful area, and I know that the animals appreciate it as much as a lot of the guests. And stars of the show, yes, the elephants, the giraffes are the stars. They play a leading role. But you guys have a lot of other things going on. We saw, I know coming up soon, you guys are expanding. You've got some kangaroos coming. I think I saw a zebra. I think my son was excited to see a donkey. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah, we have a wonderful collection of small animals, and those animals are all hand-picked so that people can go up. If they come up to the people, you don't have to worry about whether they're going to get bit or not. These animals choose to do that. They certainly are not forced to do it. They seem to enjoy the interaction with people. We do have a breeding pair of zebras. We plan on adding a few more zebra to that, although zebra are a tricky animal to introduce new animals into a group. But we're going to work on that. We also have a small herd of bison. We do have about 20 head of riding stock on horses. So we do have horseback riding on site here. We've got 35 miles of wooded trails. Then we have many small animals. We also do ATV side-by-side touring here, and we have a zip line course, wonderful zip line course. So people come here for lots of different things, but our animals... we're about to make some really big changes here in terms of building a huge barn that will enable animals to come in and out of that depending on the type of weather we have and the season of the year. And that will enable people to have an interaction with, for example, baby zebra or with the kangaroos, which we're going to develop a program. We have those animals here now. We will be developing a program where you're going to go in with the kangaroos as well.
Wow. So well, you hear the cheers and the noises from some of the younger fans here. So something for all ages. I think you've got some cabins here
as well. Yes, we do lodging. We have from a one bedroom cabin to a 10 bedroom lodge. It's 125 years old. So we have assorted lodging on site.
So a lot of different things, including it looks like a finely appointed gift shop there as well. But none of this happens in a vacuum. Talk about all the visitors. You talk about the education, so much to gain and experience and enjoy here at Wilson. How can people get involved and support it? I know that you've got some new facilities that you've built, some new ones that you're planning. It all takes, the support of everybody to make these things happen so we can all enjoy them.
Well, it does. Unfortunately, with the elephants and with the giraffes, the fees that people are paying for the opportunity to get up close and interact with these animals actually has provided full support and enabled us to give them outstanding care. So actually, they're supporting us just by showing up and participating in a huge way. We do have one project we're working on right now. It's a small, relatively small project, but guests have asked us, how can we get involved, and is there anything more we can do with these elephants? And so we have opened up. We've been awarded a not-for-profit status for an elephant enrichment fund. It's a small fund that's going to be used in 2018 to build a outdoor pool in their pasture. And so right now they've got mud wallers and mineral pits they dig, and trees are up in the woods.
Did Lou or any of the other elephants put that in the suggestion box, the pool?
Well, the pool, the elephants are just so much in love with water. And so sometimes when we get dry periods during the middle of summer, our mud waller dries up. So this will give us an opportunity to have the animals in there irregardless of how hot or how dry it is here.
Exciting stuff. So let's talk before we let you go. The website where people can see all the different accommodations, the animals, the hours, the times when you guys are open, and how they can get in on some of this here at Wilston.
Okay, our website is wilstemranch.com, and then when you go in there and go to the homepage, there's banners across the top that you can pick whether you're looking at lodging, whatever type of activity, whether it's an animal encounter, all that's on there. You can book all your reservations online, which is relatively new for us. We've taken a big leap here with a total online reservation system. And any questions you have, of course, it's got our phone number, and there's a lot of great photos and a lot of great information as to exactly what's entailed in any of these activities.
WilstomRanch.com here. Get out here. You've got to make a trip, whether you make it a yearly trip to come out and see the animals or all the things that are new and changing, or a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to experience and to meet some of these amazing animals. Definitely get out here. And Jerry, thanks so much for what you're doing, and thanks for being on WGN today.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming in. We really have enjoyed having you here, and look forward to your guests hearing about this and becoming aware of us. Thank you.